Interrogating the Hormuz consensus, three places the confident analysis may be wrong. The near-universal assumption in commentary on the Hormuz closure is that a prolonged shutdown will produce sustained global energy price inflation and ultimately force one side to blink. Three embedded assumptions in that consensus deserve scrutiny. The first is the price spike assumption. Strategic petroleum reserves exist precisely for supply disruptions of this kind. China's SBR alone reportedly holds an estimated 90 days of import cover. If the largest importers, China, Japan, South Korea, India, draw down reserves rather than pay the rerouting premium around the Cape of Good Hope, the price signal to global markets is muted relative to what the raw closure numbers suggest. The spike may be smaller and shorter than consensus projections imply. The second assumption concerns Iranian resolve. Every current analysis treats the Iranian position as stable and unified, and that may be accurate in the short term. But Iran's economy is under extraordinary strain, inflation is running in the high double digits, and the rial has lost substantial purchasing power. The urban, educated population most affected by economic deterioration is also the political constituency most important to regime stability in the medium term. The historical record on whether economic pressure hardens or fractures authoritarian governments is genuinely mixed. Sanctions contributed to the 2015 JCPOA, but also to the consolidation of power by factions less interested in Western engagement. The third assumption is that the United States can sustain the pressure indefinitely. American naval assets in the Gulf are finite. Europe has been notably unenthusiastic about the pressure campaign. Several major Asian importers are actively pursuing workarounds. Domestic American political support for sustained confrontation, as evidenced by Senator Ossoff's speech and congressional pushback, is not solid. Analysts tracking these dynamics suggest watching three signals: Brent crude backwardation in the forward market, a public request for third-party mediation from Japan or South Korea, and any publicized high-level Chinese diplomatic engagement with Tehran. None of those signals had appeared as of this report.